Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son. O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
O Holy Ghost, Creator, the gift of God Most High, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our days and nights with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them in terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask and I shall bequeath you. Ask and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God?
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
May the word of Christ ever fill your hearts.
Share with one another the wisdom you receive.
From the book of the prophet Joel. Thus says the Lord, "Fear not, O land. Exalt and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, beasts of the field, for the pastures of the plain are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine give their yield. And do you, O children of Zion, exalt and rejoice in the Lord your God? He has given you the teacher of justice. He has made the rain come down for you, the early and the late rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will repay you for the years which the locust has eaten, the grasshopper, the devourer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat and be filled, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God, because he has dealt wondrously with you. My people shall nevermore be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other. My people shall nevermore be put to shame. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even upon the servants and the handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will work wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood at the coming of the day of the Lord, the great and terrible day. Then everyone shall be rescued who calls on the name of the Lord. For on Mount Zion there shall be a remnant, as the Lord has said, and in Jerusalem survivors whom the Lord shall call. The word of the Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars.
When you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near.
Be on your guard and pray, for you do not know when the time will come.
When you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near.
A reading from a Discourse on the Psalms by St. Augustine, Bishop. All the trees of the forest will exult before the face of the Lord, for he has come. He has come to judge the earth. He has come the first time, and he will come again. At his first coming, his own voice declared in the gospel, "Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds." What does he mean by hereafter? Does he not mean that the Lord will come at a future time when all the nations of the earth will be striking their breasts in grief? Previously, he came through his preachers, and he filled the whole world. Let us not resist his first coming, so that we may not dread the second. What then should the Christian do? He ought to use the world, not become its slave. And what does this mean? It means having as though not having. So says the Apostle, "My brethren, the appointed time is short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with this world as though they had no dealings with it. For the form of this world is passing away. But I wish you to be without anxiety." He who is without anxiety waits without fear until his Lord comes. For what sort of love of Christ is it to fear his coming? Brothers, do we not have to blush for shame? We love him, yet we fear his coming. Are we really certain that we love him, or do we love our sins more? Therefore, let us hate our sins and love him who will exact punishment for them. He will come whether we wish it or not. Do not think that because he is not coming just now, he will not come at all. He will come, you know not when, and provided he finds you prepared, your ignorance of the time of his coming will not be held against you. All the trees of the forest will exult. He has come the first time, and he will come again to judge the earth. He will find those rejoicing who believed in his first coming, for he has come. He will judge the world with equity and the peoples in his truth. What are equity and truth? He will gather together with him for the judgment his chosen ones, but the others he will set apart. For he will place some on his right, others on his left. What is more equitable? What more true than that they should not themselves expect mercy from the judge, who themselves are unwilling to show mercy before the judge's coming? Those, however, who were willing to show mercy will be judged with mercy, for it will be said to those placed on his right, "Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the beginning of the world." And he reckons to their account their works of mercy. "For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink." What is imputed to those placed on his left side? That they refuse to show mercy. And where will they go? Depart into the everlasting fire. The hearing of this condemnation will cause much wailing. But what has another psalm said? The just man will be held in everlasting remembrance. He will not fear the evil report. What is the evil report? Depart into the everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. Whoever rejoices to hear the good report will not fear the bad. This is equity. This is truth. Or do you, because you are unjust, expect the judge not to be just? Or because you are a liar, will the truthful one not be true? Rather, if you wish to receive mercy, be merciful before he comes. Forgive whatever has been done against you. Give of your abundance. Of whose possessions do you give, if not from his? If you were to give of your own, it would be largesse. But since you give of his, it is restitution. For what have you that you have not received? These are the sacrifices most pleasing to God: mercy, humility, praise, peace, charity. Such as these, then, let us bring, and free from fear, we shall await the coming of the judge, who will judge the world in equity and the peoples in his truth.
The Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels.
Then he will reward each according to his deeds.
He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with truth.
Then he will reward each according to his deeds.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you. For it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.